Beginning of Daven, Masechet is getting Daven an Al. Beginning with Amar Al, beginning with Tesmasta, beginning with the Gemara. Idilma, maybe no Ketuvin. It has to be just a set amount of Pishin Ketuvin. Even if it's not written down. The Pish Bekorin actually explained, but is lay, meaning obviously he holds the Milva Alpeh Kovim Meshabdi. That according to that option of the Gemara, that he holds that oral loan could collect from collateral. So even though it's not written, as long as it's set amount, Shteisa Beinir, that doesn't seem to be correct. No one could say such a thing. The Behedjitnan, we learned explicitly in Mishnah, Paraget Pasha, and Babazdav Kafayan, Ayan Haman Aleph, the good, Mechazim Nechiren. That Mildo Pah can only collect from available assets, not from that which is incumbent properties. So Mefarshah Bein Tam, he says, no, the Hogalim married Ben Mildo, we're not talking about a loan. Hello, Bishar Mili, the kids, we're talking about other said things. Kagoin, for example, Pasuk Lozen has beat the Chamash on them when he made up to feed her daughter for 5 years, because the Dafka Ben Milva Pelag of Meshabdi, right, that no one could say regarding oral loan, right, you're talking about something that's not written, but not a loan, because only, you're right, specifically oral loan cannot be collected from collateral, Meshon the Mound, the Yazza, but Tin the Yazza, because someone that borrows discreetly, so no one knows about it, so therefore no one's going to be protected, and therefore you cannot collect from the Chasim Meshabadim from Bakuchas. I'm Shami Elihabi Kamecha, but other things are like a sale, the main by which the Gemara says, Babasta Mamalvam Beis, Hamoichas Adeo Be'edim, someone that sells his field by witnesses, give him the Chasim Meshabadim, because the word gets out, and he sells out in the public, and therefore the same thing would be, which let's say making up to feed his daughter 5 years, as long as it's set amount, people do hear about it in contrast to a loan, and therefore it could even be, even in Ketsuvin, in Kesuvin, to be able to collect from collateral. Next to Smat, the beginning of the Gemara, Amchanina says, "Gedel mezu b'chulu." Bigger than this, in other words, is halacha. He says that you can't say because one went before the other one, she loses out. Because we said even if the brother sells, that they remove from the kuches the isur for panasa, even though they don't take out the mezainis from mishabadi. Now says Tais lemay the master perik mitzis isur. This the gemara comes down gesubed on the samach tesa manal. Rabbi Yechon and kibla mirabi or the guest of Amchanina from Rabbi have a muslim ifrach. The Gemara could have asked and said, "Hash the Bayil made the big subun l'chadei mahani." This that you're saying that just from a set amount itself would help. And Rabbi Yechonan Damalel that he said before l'bishen gesubin because it's not written. So really, Rabbi Yechonan himself would be a contradiction. But says me hasim d'chuyah ba'amo. Really, truth is, there the Gemara is just rejecting. The Gemara in Gesubis is only saying that it's possible that Rabbi Yechonan could be even if he holds like the halacha of Rabbi. But it's not that in truth he holds like Rabbi that you may see in the panosah of Mishabadim, and therefore there's no contradiction to what he's saying over here. And maskana the hacha nicha, but says Tais. But however, in the conclusion of the Gemara actually does work out, because our Gemara says that panosah has kol and it is like suvin. So then you could say that Rabbi Yechon is like. Did receive from Rabbi that you are Matilin Panas from the Chasim Meshabadim, and it wouldn't be a contradiction because Panasa does not need Kesuvim. You're right, because it has a coil, and therefore that's why you'd be able to collect. Next, Tesmata begins the Gemara, Bishakonomi Yadai. We're talking about where they made a Kenyan from him. Pitchbukun Josiah says, okay, so Davika Kesuvim, that makes it like it's written. Because it's some Kenyan Kesuvim, because generally when you make a Kenyan, You write it. So it says, of course, that's difficult because in Kenya, that's the case in my part. Why is the Gemara ask Yachab on this Nami? Then the daughter's also Halamanik Siba, the Bonik Damalel. But what we had said previously on Dafnan and Mabez, the Maskal Lafi, that for the daughters it doesn't help writing. So if you're saying that the whole thing is to make it the equivalent of writing, well, how's that going to help for his own daughters? Kirchner says, therefore, it seems the Kenyan Olam Femik Siba. No, to the contrary, acquisition is greater than just writing. That's what the Gemara asks, Bonus Nami. That Mehidik Sibul Mahani, although writing doesn't help, but Kinil Sani, but acquisition should be effective. Say, oh, wait a second, concerned that maybe he gave her a bundle of money. Which says it qualifies, says, specifically regarding collecting from incumbent properties, we have this concern. Regarding available properties, Lloyd, no, that we don't have such a concern. The mean protection, they don't exist, like in the moment, certainly, Katana Lloyd Matfis, we're not concerned that he gave a bundle to a Katana. What says Taisa Batrachim, one has to look into Delin Mishabdi. What's interesting is regarding the halacha of klayf mishabad mechashin mizayin is we're concerned for the feeding tefilat sarari miksuba more for the halacha bundle than we have by ksuba because as we say over here in our sugi regarding that of mizayinus and the ksuba in the phrase with shvuah and the chasam mishabadim ksuba is collected with a shvuah from the chasam mishabadim mizayinus logo beklal afil b'shvuah and mizayinus cannot be collected imur shvuah. So that's on the one hand, we see that we're more machmir by Zainis than we are by Ksuba, because Ksuba at least you collect with a Shavu. Regarding the available assets, it's the opposite. Lin Zainis, regarding Zainis, she collect without even an oath. Look, so by sure, but so he has this week, and non-perishable idea on exists, but then of course, down the base. Misha, from this, someone goes overseas, but she's just Mazayan, such a claiming Mazayan. Hanoim, he says, to Shabbos, and then she has this week, but it's Shabbos, but that just doesn't swear in the beginning. So you see that the halacha requires that by Mazayan, you initially, you can click without a Shavuot, but so we have to swear right away. So that's, he says, one has to look into this further. Why is it inverse regarding Mishabadim versus Bnei Charin, that for one, we're machmer on Mezayin, is another one more machmer on that of Ksuba. Next test, Mazda brings Gemara Amos, so we see Mishabadim like Kodimho. Because the reason that you can't collect is because it wasn't there yet, the payers, which Taisa says, Pidrik and Drash explains, and what's the Gemara's question? And Malamashim the Ksuba Niksuvim. And it's not because of a set amount or because of written. Which says, wait a second, because if that's the case, it's difficult because the McCain, Kim Shalom, the Gemara answers, oh, Tanoihi, Labadab Nasan, Likimab Likimar. According to Rashi, the Gemara's question was on both of them. Not Likisub and not Likisub, and it's for a different reason. But then, even when you say the Machalik Tanoim, we show these two Amiram are two Tanoim, but Rab Nasan isn't like neither one of them. Because he doesn't hold Nakisub and Nakisub. So when there says, Taisa, it appears that actually, no, the Ula Parakhdafka, the Gemara's question is specifically according to Ula. Ula Mishanam is coming to resolve the Rab Chanino, the Kisub and Avapich and Kisub. As long as said amount, even though it's not written. Because the Mizvah, Jacob, Mishim, Kosharishin, because when the Shvach of the increase of the value of the field of the first one was there first, Hani Kasubin, that's a set amount, Bein Kasubin. But it's just not written, because the Ksibulam Hani, the writing doesn't help. Avakalash Shekvah, Baha Shabbat, even though the Shvach already came, given the Mishas Ksibah Kadlahaba, the time the writing wasn't. So Ksiba wouldn't help, but Ksubin would help. And you see that Ksubin helps, even though there's no Ksiba, that's like a Pchanin, and the question is only on Ula, and therefore, Rib Nasan is like at least one of the two Tanan. Next is Mazda bringing the Gemara. Chimat tikkun oilam yesh b'zeh. So he says, what type of tikkun oilam? Alo ye in ketubim, but it means not even a set amount. So Pesach Kodesh explains what's the Gemara's question. Meaning, what's he asking them? So, min adin, what do you mean? That's from the Ika halacha. But like tikkun oilam, ain't like b'zeh m'shav. You shouldn't collect from covered properties. Keep it in ketubim. There's no set amount. So he says, because that's typical. Kodesh Reb Chanino, adom levish in ketubim. According to him, that he says that the reason is because not a set amount. Koy lefushe, mim le tikkun oilam. He's coming to explain. That's what it means tikkun oilam in the Mishnah. So I mean, what do you mean? That is the tikkun olam according to Chanina. So it comes the book of Rishon. So it says rather, it seems that what he was saying was like this: Kartalia time, you're suspending the reason in the tikkun olam b'ksiba in the writing. What the tikkun olam is this regarding this? That full of a kesuvin, even if it was written like up in Rishon, they wouldn't be collectible because they ain't tikkun olam tov b'ksiba el b'ksiba. That's exactly what he's saying. The tikkun olam does not depend on the writing; it depends on the set amount. That was his question on the way they're saying what tikkun olam is versus what he's saying it is. Next is not the beginning of the Gemara, the Kisa, the Menachem. No, person don't become detached. And says, Vafil Remeir, or the Gius is Rebbe, be that as it may, Beper Kamad Beya, the Fyurim Beya, the Omega Bekisan. So regarding person, Zim the Nasakal Kachai, I says sometimes that the knot does get undone, it gets pulled apart. Yeah, I never should. That's only because the Ika Echacha, there is a proof, Shanich, my son, he left 200. Well, that's alone, he only finds 100. So, okay, we'll say that that's what happened. But here, Miyemi, the Lemotel Echad, do we have to say that he only found that he didn't find but one? In other words, so over there we have to, so therefore that's what we're going to say, that there was two, but just got detached knot. But over here it's more logical to say that he found two and he's denying one, then to say that it's more logical than to say he got detached, and therefore we don't believe him, even though technically it could become detached like we see over there. Next is about to begin the Gemara Tanim Hachi. Which Pesach Kodesh Rashi explains legacy in Tanakh, that should not be the gears. And Bahak Seifa Nami Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, and this Seifa is Rabbi Yitzchak saying this also. Because B'Seifa Dahach, Shnei Shvarim, and because the Seifa over here, that the two acts that are Kshurim, that are tied together, Matzasi, you found from Evaloim, and he says, Matzasi, I found it, B'Zerto Lech Echman, I return one of them. He's a Nishbam. So he has to swear. He says the following question. Kosh is difficult. Because the lehemni b'migui, why is he not believed with the migui? The iboy amalem mitzasi leechad. If he would have said I only found one, he would be believed. So why when he says two and he says that I gave back one, is he not believed? But more, well, if he must go on according to the conclusion, Rabbi Yitzchak Damekaman, who is Rabbi Yitzchak going to be like in the maskana that comes out that there's no time to hold Rabbi Yitzchak that may shavet the part of But if the Tais is essentially asking, but if you hold Tana Mochi, so this Yitzchok would be like the Tana of that Brisa. So rather says Tais is Elocha Gersina. Rather the Gers is Tana Mochi, similar in the Brisa. Shnei Shvachim Tzosli, you found for me two oxen. Aloyim, and he says, Lemon Tzosli, I found one. In Nishbi does not have to swear. Shnei kisim keshurin matzas, as we get into basically, you found two purses. Valayma matzasiloch. Yeah, I found for you. But lechem, and I return one of them. He's a nishba, so he swears. But what then? Same thing is them amalim matzasel echad. If he says I only found one, the nishba that he swears. Medalei mifter kiim. That he would not be exempt if he would say I returned to one of them with a migui behind the Rebbe Yitzchok, and that's like what like Rebbe Yitzchok says from the fact that we see that the Braisa doesn't believe you and you have to swear because technically you shouldn't have to swear because of migui, you see that's exactly like Rebbe Yitzchok. Now why is the Braisa pick the halacha of that I returned you one of them. Why doesn't it say only found one the way it says like by the shar? That's what Bussi Maka, that's from Eretz Chiddush. That you're not exempt by the Megiddi boy, have a toy in time. Well, yes, you could have made a better claim. Limit Sassel Echad, I found one. That's what I'm going to tell you that. No, that would be because he would be deceptive to somebody. He thinks, yeah, I mean, the limit Sassel Echad says I only found one. Be Nishab, I'm going to have to swear. Let me say I returned it. Be Nishab, but I won't have to swear. As we find Bamsid of Dalma Beis, that the Avagav, the Messiah, the Braisa, even though Braisa supports him, this seems to be really above. Some guys have Avagav, the Messiah, the Braisa, even though Braisa, as we find Bamsid that says the same type of thing, that we don't believe in the Migui if he's trying to get out of something. Now, even though the Messiah, the Braisa supports him, Baruch Masin, they ask from him from the Mishnah, because the question on him basically was, how could you leave a Mishnah and take a Braisa? Mishnah, it's like, my answer is, even though he's a Braisa, but his teachings are very small and but refined. Now, at the end of Likoy, he's not like him. Yamakochi, he's going to have to say, I'm not a Braisa. He says, you're right, I hold like a Braisa, even though it's a difficulty. But it's definitely not a tuvita because he could say, at least the Braisa says like him, again, the way Taisa says, that we have the Gersa Tanim Ha'ochi.